Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Hey, everybody. Nice to see you. Sorry, nice to hear you. Nice to have you back again. I'll get with it. I'm Doug Llewellyn, your host, and indeed, it's a pleasure to welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. We're going to be talking about something very interesting today. We're going to be talking about you. How you are, how you visualize yourself, and how happy you are with yourself. This can be a very interesting discussion. I think you're going to be fascinated by what you hear. You know, the journey to create you, yourself, takes a lot of time, has taken time. It's taken a lot of awareness, self-knowledge, and courage. And it is obviously a lifelong process of learning in order to accept and express yourself. Now, as a self-actualization expert, motivator, coach, author, and thought leader, our guest, Naomi Bahar, has dedicated the last 25 years of her life to the art and craft of human growth and transformation. She has learned that what gives us the most fulfillment and happiness in life is the ability to be who we are and grow into our true power. Ms. Bahar is the director of Manhattan's White Cedar Institute, and the creator of what is known as the Gates of Power method. It's a practical, comprehensive, and revolutionary method for self-transformation, which is designed to unleash your potential and optimize every facet of your life. As Naomi has put it, self-actualization means to take your potential and then make it real. We all have amazing greatness inside of us, but we need to be able to actualize it. I'm not quite sure what that really means, but we're going to get into that with her. The Gates of Power method provides, and listen to this, clear step-by-step instructions on how to create inner strength, balance, fulfillment, success, wholeness, and total well-being. And the method is supported by a 7-level curriculum that guides the participants through the experiential, expressive, creative, meditative, and cognitive exercises, offering a detailed map toward your highest potential and performance. This is really quite deep when you really get into it. The Gates of Power is the only complete system that addresses all 7 facets of your life. And we're going to get into those facets with our guest, Naomi Bahar. In New York today, on a day when the city was to be shut down by snow, but I think the city's coming back to life. In any event, that's what Naomi tells me, so let's bring her on the line and say good morning.
We have water, we have a couple of noodles to eat, and we're fine.
Okay, that's really good to know. Well, listen, you know, you have an extraordinary background, and you're into something here which I think is quite fascinating, and I think our guests are going to find it pretty amazing. So let me just start by asking you, number one, let our guests know you have a really great website, and if anybody wants to follow along as we're talking, this is how you can get more information, and this is how you can reach Naomi, get in touch with her. Anyway, the website that you should refer to is pretty simple. It's called gatesofpower.com, and that's the name, of course, of Naomi's practice, Gates of Power. She's headquartered, again, in Manhattan. Define for me Gates of Power. Let's start with that, okay? What do you mean by that?
It is a system, a method to unblock and energize all 7 facets of your life. Those facets are called gates. And I'll explain. They're gates because we call them gates because they're portals, channels of your inner true self. So if you want to think of your true self as a beautiful, radiant light, that light has to stream through your body, your emotions, your creativity, your relationships, and so on and so forth. So that life force, consciousness, brilliance that you really truly are expresses itself through those seven gates or windows or channels, however you want to think about them. And most of the time, some of them are blocked. So our radiance doesn't come through. Like, you know, if we think of ourselves as maybe a diamond that has seven facets and there is a beautiful light inside, if the facets are murky or cluttered or blocked, then the light cannot really shine through. So
okay.
That's important.
That's
have
very important.
All these facets open, cleared, unblocked.
Again, what are the facets?
One is the body. So obviously our consciousness, our emotions flow through energetically through the body. So that gate needs to be open. And many times we have a lot of blockages in the energy field because of emotions that are unresolved or attitudes, behaviors, thoughts. They all get imprinted on the map of the body because the body is the mirror of the soul. So we need to learn to open that gate, take care of it, to nurture it, and not just the physicality of it, like, oh, we want to be thin and beautiful. I'm not talking just about that. I'm talking about learning how to listen to the body and feel the emotions that want to come through and what are some of the things that are disturbing the body that we want to release and so on and so forth. So that's the body is the first gate. Emotions, the gate of emotions, of course, needs to be opened. A lot of people repress and deny their emotions because they're too difficult to tolerate. And then that gate becomes blocked. And then the third gate is the gate of dialogue. How are we relating with ourselves and with others, with the world? And many times the way we relate is critical and negative to ourselves first and then obviously to others. So that's a gate that needs to open up. Then the fourth gate is the gate of creative expression. We're all creative beings, and we all love to express ourselves in any kind of way that we can. And a lot of people are blocked in that gate because they're afraid to express. They're afraid to be who they really are, and they don't trust their own creativity. So that gate obviously is a wonderful gate, and it needs to be open. The next gate is the gate of life path. What are we here to do? How are we here to contribute? What are the lessons that we need to learn? And that's a very important gate because we have talents and gifts that we want to express. We want to be a contribution to ourselves and others. So it's important to know what is the purpose of us being here. What is special about our talents and skills that we want to give to ourselves and others? And then the next gate is the gate of silence, which is prayer and meditation and communion with, you know, whatever you want to call that cosmic consciousness, your great spirit or the I Am or God or the Absolute, communion with it. Very important gate. Nowadays, people are rushing around so much, doing, achieving, doing, but not taking enough time to be still to just be, first of all, be and breathe, and then connect with their inside, be intimate, and also just be silent to see if they can feel how they really are one with everything. Actually, because we already know now, even scientifically, that we're all one energy and one consciousness. You know, the ancient Kabbalists and yogis 5,000 years ago already knew that. But now science is catching up to that. So we are one energy, we are one consciousness, and we're all made of the same fabric of the great universal spirit. So we can't really know that if we're running around that much and not sitting a little bit in stillness. So that's a very important gate, and we do a lot of different meditations in the workshops that we're doing. And then there is the gate of knowledge. Very important to keep deepening our knowledge about ourselves, about life, and any knowledge, art, history, science, leads to the knowledge of the truth, whatever that is. And so knowledge is exquisite gate and needs to be cultivated all the time. So as you can see, we cannot be whole unless all these gates are open and energized. And some people take care of their bodies, but they don't take care of their feelings. Some take care of their feelings, but they don't take care of their life path or their relationships. And so we can't do that. It's like you're going to go to the gym and you're going to only work out your right hand and your left foot and I don't know, you know. It doesn't work. We are comprised of those seven channels, and we have to take care of all of them to really become balanced and be expressive of this exuberant spirit that we really are. Does that make sense?
It's very, as I said at the outset, this is, can get very complex, and it does indeed sound complex. This is, you know, these are some theories I've never heard before, but I mean, you know, in a group of seven, it's amazing. I'm prompted to ask you, and I know you work with people individually and with groups.
Yes.
Folks who come to you for your help and guidance and who've gone through this program and mastered opening these gates.
Yes.
What have you noticed a difference in them? How is, in
Absolutely.
The end, how it has affected their life?
Absolutely. Do you know, we have a seven-level curriculum that backs up this method, and also a wonderful book that I just, published and
right.
is out there, that explains and gives exercises and so when people come to even the first level, which is a long weekend, they are already transformed. Because they begin to understand that who they are is really alive and well inside of them. And it's just a question of opening up the, clearing the mud, do you know?
Okay.
Because
uh-huh.
we accumulate over lifetimes feelings that are unresolved and limiting beliefs and limiting behaviors and all kinds of things that are not really us. So clearing all of that exposes us to the truth of who we are. And who we are really, and that's some of the questions that I ask in the introduction to this when we...